Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text is the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Jesus is the seed, and as Savior, he is sown and planted everywhere without any regard to all the various conditions or the many dangers that he, the seed, may encounter. See, Jesus is drilled, if you will, that is to say, buried deep, deep into the dark tomb of the earth from his Good Friday death for all sinners. He is planted firmly, graveyard dead, in the ground. And then from the furrow of his grave, seed Jesus with divine power sprouts and breaks out of the tomb, the ground, that is to say the grave, alive. Risen from the dead he is to bear much fruit in your life, faith. Rain and snow water the dry earth to do what? To produce a harvest. Just as the rain and the snow that God sends from heaven to do the work that he intends it to do, so the Word, capital W, Word made flesh, rains down from heaven on to the dead as dry bones, or the dry as dust earth, to achieve the purpose for which he was sent. Jesus then accomplishes what he was sent to do. Word made flesh, see Jesus succeeds in his mission. Word made flesh, seed Jesus, achieves and attains the only salvation that holds for the entire world of sinners as he pulls off a Good Friday sacrifice. He sheds his divine blood that saturates the entire world. He is planted into the black hole of his earthen tomb and then springs up to bear a magnificent yield or fruit. That is to say, believers in him, Christians, his hangers-on, like Aaron today. Today, Aaron turned her back on the devil, all of his works and all of his ways, and confessed Jesus as Lord, who then lords his death and resurrection over her and you. And so Jesus rips off a sermon that's called the parable of the sower. Now, right off the bat, Aaron and all of you who are gathered here today, I want to be clear that Jesus is not preaching principles for successful gardening or farming. Now, if you came here today for that, you might as well go back home. Jesus is not spouting off about organic farm methods or how to farm greenly in order to save the planet. Double the disappointment. Shall I triple your frustration? I think I will. Our Lord's sermon is not about how you as gardeners or farmers can adapt your methods to the threat of climate change and its effects on the fragile Nebraska ecosystem. Instead, the sermon of seed Jesus is a real kingdom of heaven or kingdom of God zinger. Something all that you never heard, you never expected to hear today. And it comes with a very stern warning. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now, you'd better take that very seriously because that calls for your repentance and it calls for faith. It calls you to turn from your deafness and dullness, or your deadness, if you will, to the preaching of Jesus for you and for your salvation, to the new life of faith that trusts in the divine word of promise that you are died for and that you are indeed redeemed. You are responsible. Whether you want to believe it or not, you are responsible. When Jesus confronts you with his word, and you are guilty, when you fail to use his word in the way that he intends it, repentance and faith. The parable of the sower is eternal life or death series. And so he who has ears to hear, let him hear the sermon of Jesus today. Jesus' sermon describes what every congregation experiences in her life as Jesus reigns on the earth as the crucified and risen Savior for sinners. Planted seed Jesus suffers himself to be rejected. Adults and children are baptized, catechized, and confirmed. Jesus is preached as the Savior of sinners, of which they all qualify. One would hope and pray that they'd stick to it. But we all know that it doesn't always happen that way. Many fall away. The preaching of seed Jesus as the salvation of sinners can be, as we heard in the text, devoured, scorched, choked off. And we experience this every year in our congregation and in our families. And it causes us great pain, many sleepless nights, and great heartache. Why does this happen? Jesus tells us why in the parable. He says some people just don't get it. They are the path people. They check out the church. They come to church for a few times, maybe because a friend recommended it. They hear the sermon that proclaims seed Savior Jesus, but they don't understand. Incomprehensible the message of salvation is to them. It's a totally different matrix than the world in which they live. And then the evil one comes and snatches away what was preached, and we never see them again. Others hear the seed Savior Jesus sermon. They receive the sermon with great joy. You know how it is with new converts. They're excited about coming to church. They have a fervor that kind of makes us envious. They take the instruction class, but what they learn and believe does not take deep root into their lives. And so when the scorching heat of trouble comes into their lives, they wither away immediately, because there's no deep root of faith, just simply shallow infatuation. Maybe all they paid attention to was the pastor's personality. And so when tribulation or persecution comes, as simple as, you go to church? You go to that one? Oh, man. You'll be off the select sports team if you continue to go to church. And then they can't and they won't and they won't trust Jesus anymore. No more of this Jesus for them. They won't let this Jesus and his Good Friday death and Easter morning resurrection interrupt their lives anymore. They won't take that chance. It's just too risky. And so we never see those people again either. Those are the rocky ground people. And then there are the thorny people. They hear the sermon of seed Savior Jesus. They're baptized, they're confirmed. But the cares of the world, like making sure you get an education, acquiring lots of stuff, landing the perfect job, living only to have selfish fun, or as people say, living the dream, that chokes the word preached. Cares of the world do not allow seed Savior Jesus into their lives. Don't have time, can't take the time, won't take the time, whatever. Just too busy obeying and worshiping a false god named cares of this world. And then comes the cares of this world's choking twin idol. Jesus called it the deceitfulness of riches. That's the relentless effort of serving idle money that never gives you rest. Idle money demands your undivided. Idle money allows no room for any competition, and that includes Jesus. So Jesus and the preaching of the gospel that proclaims him get strangled out of people's lives. Now, brothers and sisters, what Jesus proclaimed in the parable is exactly what Isaiah and all the prophets encountered in the Old Testament. It's also what Jesus had to deal with in his own ministry. And it's what every Christian congregation in the world experiences. And Trinity, here at Murdoch, is no exception. The more the times change, the more they stay the same. Path people, rocky ground people, thorny people, seeing but not seeing, hearing but not hearing, calloused hearts, deaf ears, eyes closed. They don't get it and they don't want to get it. Is that you? It sure could be. And that's precisely why Jesus gives the stern warning, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Does the preaching of the gospel of Jesus year in and year out here at Trinity bore you to death? Do you really listen to the sermon? Or are you thinking about other things all the time? Could you even care less what's preached Sunday after Sunday? Why are you so indifferent to the Word of God? Do you covet other preachers that would tickle your ears? Do you desire to eliminate the preacher that God sends to use the law to kill your old Adamic self? and the gospel of Christ's forgiveness to give you life and salvation? You know, if the Lord's Supper were taken away from you, would you even care? Have you absented Jesus with the puny cares and the pleasures of this world? So you'd better be repented of your idolatry and be faithed once again in Jesus before it is too late. Seriously, this is no joke. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now is the time to repent and believe. Now is the day of salvation. It is, brothers and sisters, time to hold and treasure in our hearts Good Friday Jesus, to have him sown and planted into our hearts as good soil people. I beg you, don't put that off. You need to believe in seed Savior Jesus and what he did on the cross and the empty tomb for you. Brothers and sisters, the secrets of the kingdom of God have been revealed to you. That's Good Friday and Easter Sunday. This includes your baptism into the triune name and your sins forgiven in the preaching of the gospel, in the Good Friday forgiveness that he gives you in the word and sacraments. There Jesus reigns for you, as Savior for you. He sows his Holy Spirit-filled word in your ears and your hearts. He calls you by the gospel, he enlightens you with his gifts, and he keeps and sanctifies you in the true faith. So brothers and sisters, blessed are your ears who hear. Blessed are your eyes who see. It's a good thing Jesus preached such a zinger today. Now you know exactly what God is up to in his Son, Jesus, that he died precisely for you, and that all your sin is forgiven, and that he reigns for you and for your salvation in his word and sacraments. Behold, brothers and sisters, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is among you every Sunday in the divine service. And the more that you hear Jesus preached for you, the more you want to receive the gifts of his forgiveness, and the more joy you have. You want him all the more than you ever realized, more than you could ever imagine. All the more trust in him, no matter what happens in your life, whether it's the devil that tries to snatch seed Savior Jesus away from you, whether it's tribulation or persecution, whether it's the cares of this world or the deceitfulness of riches, you will trust only in Jesus and his forgiveness and his care. He's got you in his grip, and he won't let you go. That's his promise, just like he promised Aaron today at her confirmation. Whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.